While Hollywood may show process servers as shrewd undercover members of the court, wearing bizarre costumes to sneakily serve you divorce papers, we know what it's really like. And it's pretty much exactly like that, once in a while. This is Lafayette Process Servers, LLC, a podcast shining a light on the job that takes place in the shadows. What's it really like serving subpoenas, summonses, and notices? Welcome your host, owner and CEO of Lafayette Process Servers, LLC, Scott Frank.
How do I serve someone I cannot find? Hello, and welcome to the Lafayette Process Servers, LLC podcast. I'm your host, Andrew, and in today's episode, we are going to talk about how you can serve someone you cannot find. It is not uncommon for people to become difficult to find, especially when they become a party in legal matters. But you still have to attempt to serve them in order to ensure that they have been duly informed of the legal proceedings, as is required by law. So how do you go about serving someone you cannot find? The answer is simple: you employ the services of a process server. As we know, the term service of process refers to the act of giving legal notice to a defendant/respondent. It is the act of serving someone with a writ, summons, or subpoena to notify them of legal action taken against them. The defendant may be difficult to identify in some cases because he or she moves frequently, does not stay in the same place for lengthy periods of time, or is deliberately attempting to avoid service. Process servers could be able to assist in the search for such a defendant. This is where skip tracing can be used by the process server to locate the unresponsive party and serve them. Skip tracing is a legal action that entails analyzing information and collecting facts in order to identify someone's location and serve legal documents on them. In general, skip tracing entails using databases, knowing where to look for information, and following up on leads in order to locate a hard-to-find individual of interest. Professional skip tracers conduct interviews and evaluate information on their subjects. When you have a court case where the other party cannot be found, skip tracing becomes important. Court cases cannot usually proceed until the opposing side has been served with legal documents. As we previously stated, there are instances where people will go to great efforts to avoid following the law. In order to escape service, they may change addresses or jobs, making it difficult to locate them. It's also possible that you'll need to serve someone whose information you don't have. In these situations, a process server can use skip tracing techniques to locate the appropriate individuals and serve them on time. The party you want to serve papers on can range from witnesses for lawsuits, people in debt who are now in default, defendants in legal matters who are actively evading detection, people accused of fraud, and even heirs to substantial estates who are unaware of their inheritance. A professional process server can use skip tracing techniques to trace down any party who cannot be found. The skip tracking procedure is carried out in steps. The first step is to double-check the information provided by the customer in order to determine who the topic is and whether or not the client has provided any incorrect information. The skip tracer will then begin gathering as much information on the subject as feasible. After that, the data is evaluated, reduced, and validated. The current location of the subject is sometimes in the data, but it is disguised by the sheer amount of information or deception. The job typically requires more than just research, because it necessitates the use of social engineering techniques, such as calling or visiting former neighbors or other known contacts to inquire about the subject. During the skip tracing process, process servers often collect information about the person they are looking for. This can involve, but is not limited to, details such as their place of work, their current or last known address, their phone number, their government ID or driver's license number, and their social security number. Understanding where and how to acquire relevant information is a big part of skip tracing. Skip tracers frequently conduct conversations with people who are known to have close personal or professional ties to their target while also conducting surveillance. They will also make use of the internet to look for a subject's online presence, as well as skip tracing tools and much larger subscription-based databases that are not open to the general public. Skip tracers also have to be aware of and actively use social engineering, which is another commonly utilized strategy. It could include cold calling people who might know have information about the subject's whereabouts or connections. The skip tracer can also gather information about the target's credit reports, credit card and loan applications, job applications, utility bills, consumer fraud records, flight records, public tax information, information from public records databases, criminal background checks, courthouse records and customer loyalty card information. Skip tracing is completely legal in the United States. In the United States, skip tracing is allowed as long as you aren't breaking the law to get the information you need. Obtaining information or accessing private documentation without consent are examples of illicit ways to skip trace. Always be upfront about your intentions and double-check your local laws and/or business regulations, as some laws may limit what you can and cannot do. One of the key techniques skip tracers rely on to gather information about the subject is the use of databases. Attorneys often have access to full versions of databases. Most databases, on the other hand, will have versions for process servers that include much of the same information, often in its entirety. Databases frequently examine billions of public and private data pools for information and consolidate everything in one place. Information from phone companies, credit bureaus, county property records, and a variety of other sources will often be included in records. A skilled skip tracer will be able to identify and collate information from various different databases to accurately track someone down and serve papers on them. In addition to databases, skip tracers will also use property records to effectively locate someone. Any real estate purchased or sold in the United States must be recorded with the county recorder's office where the property is located. These records are frequently available online and are usually free to see. The name of the owner, the date they acquired or sold the property, whether the property is recorded as owner-occupied or not, and the address where the tax bill is issued are all common items found in these records. This is all really useful information for a skip tracer, especially when you are trying to locate a person who owns many homes, because the address where all of the various tax bills are received is most likely their home address. On the surface, skip tracing appears to be a do-it-yourself project, but it will cost you time, money, and energy that you could save by hiring a professional. While free internet search services can be useful on occasion, the top services will cost you money. An expert process server and skip tracer has access to cutting-edge surveillance tactics, insider information, and high-tech procedures. Most importantly, a professional skip tracer will follow all applicable federal, state, and local regulations, including trespass and privacy restrictions. When you have a court case where the other party cannot be found, skip tracing becomes essential. Court cases cannot usually proceed until the opposing side has been served with legal documents. So, skip tracing through a professional process server can help you move the legal process forward by serving someone you are unable to find through conventional methods. Skip tracing isn't just for legal processes like service of process. People can hire a process server for a variety of reasons, including skip tracing. One of the most popular reasons people use skip tracing services is to locate lost relatives, such as those who have fallen out of touch or those who have gone missing due to mental illness. In these cases, you can also use a skip tracing service to locate the person if you hire an expert process server. If you are ever in need of experienced skip tracing services or process servers, then Lafayette Process Servers is your answer. Contact us at 1-866-237-2853 or send us an email inquiry at info@lafayetteprocessservers.com. And that wraps up our episode for today. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. If there was something specific that you'd like us to chat about in a future episode, please let us know, and we would love to cover it for you. We'll be sure to respond promptly. Thank you again for listening, and until next week, thanks for tuning into our podcast. The foregoing podcast has simply been presented for informational purposes only. He or those at Lafayette Process Servers LLC are not attorneys. Laws and regulations vary among states and specific jurisdictions. If you seek further information about this topic or any other legal issues, please contact an attorney or lawyer in your local area.
Thank you for listening to Lafayette Process Servers, LLC, with CEO and owner Scott Frank. For more information about Scott and the services available, please go to www.lafayette-process-servers.com or call 1-866-237-2853. Until next time, you've been served.